get in there?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm ready to go now. I'll go down the
It's in there, mate. It's on your table. In there. Yeah. It's on that right hand corner.
She does like when old guys shop, doesn't she?
Yeah. Spend more time out there before that, yeah.
Oh, yes, she do keep it there, yeah.
Do you want anything, Pete, or anything like that?
No.
You sure?
I'll leave the rest in there, then.
Looks like it was, huh? Does it do it then, with this wash and match? It's got a wash, hasn't it? Seriously?
Wash.
Did you tell him? I'm gonna take some bread to the house, though.
No, it's all right.
Get some eggs.
No, it's not, don't worry. Oh, yes, Julie. Yeah? Thursday night, yes. Yeah, but not, I'm not in tomorrow night. Yes, yeah. That's right, yeah. I told Brian, so he most probably been ringing Lynn. Peggy. Yes. Steve. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Thursday night. Yeah. That's alright, no, that's alright. That's half past eight. I'm hungry then. Okay, lovers. Yeah, what time is we got one of our cats retired. And I'm only going there for about half hour, I just have to work just to say, you know, have a quick bit, and I'll just pop over the World War Home Guard in it. All right, Puppet. Okay, love. Yeah, see you Thursday, all right. Oh, yeah, I hope so, too. Because it's not going to ask my bloody money back. All right, bye-bye. Cheers. Yeah, see you Thursday. No.
Oh.
This is Team Lockett.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, John.
get back to my place. You always watch.
Thank you.
same on your ass, right?
Stand in your
cooperative.
I've
done a few of these in my
time. Does it always take 2 hours to get this far?
Well, not in the sense of paying for them. No, you see, in the business community. Good evening, Dennis.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
Hey! guidance has turned into a strange eternal triangle. At least that's how it's perceived in their flirting half an hour. But by now, an arrest is made by the murder squad in this week's episode.
Shortly after 1 a.m., on New Year's Eve 1989, Noel Christopher was stabbed at Nelson's, a disco in the grounds of Wimbledon Football Club. He died 7 hours later. The murder squad, led by Detective Superintendent Bill Lays, discovered that Christopher had been involved in a scuffle with a group of three men, one of whom was believed to be Adie, or Adrian Williams, who gave his address as the Cricketers' Pub Sutton. In the car park of the Cricketers, the publican confirmed that the suspect was inside the pub.
Adrian Williams.
For the arrest of the suspect, Labour sent for reinforcements from the territorial support group.
Involved in the murder.
Witnesses have confused White with a disc jockey at the Cricketers, but he was not involved.
George's lamp there. Oh, I see.
Mr. Williams.
A bulb, is it?
Detectives then interviewed Adrian Williams. He began by telling them of a confrontation between his group and Noel Christopher and his friend.
But I went on.
When you say screwing over, told that some bouncers got involved, is that right?
Yeah.
Is this a true story?
Yeah,
it's
a true
story. Well,
it's not a story.
Some bloke was on about that day in their face. Got a stay in the night.
In with some fighting over by
and
the bar.
And he's going to watch it on telly.
Right, they're threatening the coloured guy.
Lounge.
Yeah, they're not pulling the knife out of my pocket. They leave it out.
Right. What sort of knife was this?
Just about, I think about 3-inch, 4-inch.
And you had that on you when you went into the club?
Yes.
Why did you carry a flick knife?
I don't need to, because someone did it.
Are you prepared to tell us who that was?
No.
Alright. So, you've gone over there towards this bouncer with the flick knife, with Brett there.
Well, I didn't know if he'd lay there.
Quite a few words out there, really.
Well,
yeah.
We've been told, alright, that you...
How did Lynn get on in the dark last night then?
What's the talk been in the car?
Oh,
expected?
There is no need to do it. There is no need to tell them. But
you've all put it, don't
you? So it might be more of them, but
I think so. Both blown now, yeah.
There was no need to do it.
What's called that now, Josh?
What did he say? Do you remember his words?
No, I remember. I'll try shut the room.
Great detail.
Normally,
in a natural
environment, in discos, the witnesses
are
reluctant to give evidence against the assailants. Here we are quite happy with the bouncers. They were quite prepared to say, that's a man, that's who he is, and I'm prepared to go ahead and do it. And I suspect they will hold up and do that. If you can get the people
so
all in together,
three
of them all in together, so we'll all interview them separately. Well, people get their stories together instead of laying down the one that's split. It's always good to try and get all the suspects in together if you can. We slipped up, we've missed one probably. But well worth doing, well worth the day. Don't be worried.
The following morning, a green flick knife found near the club was shown to me.
How long ago was this?
It threw away. All right, I just want you to have a look at that. All right, that's a green flick knife.
They found that horse, didn't they? That's gone missing.
That's the one, is it?
What horse?
Yeah. Right.
Later that morning, the third man, Gary Bateson, gave himself up.
We go through it slowly, okay? Now, you went there that night, who with?
Yeah. With girlfriend.
Her name is?
Sally.
Yes.
She can't tug us. Take the photo,
yeah.
What kind of shoes are you using at the night, John?
He was married to your sister, is that right?
Yeah.
But he no longer is. But you're very close friends.
Yeah, he's very, very.
And your brothers in law, but I think you're often known as brothers and refer to yourself as such.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll stay in here, right?
Now, sometime in the club, a fight started. You'll agree upon that all.
Yeah,
what part did you take in the fight itself? Did you grab a group or was it a scuffle?
Nothing happened. I'm normally definitely not involved with it. If there's a fight, I'm definitely out of this position. There wasn't nothing to
help.
I was staring.
What do you want to keep
confusing?
What do you want to keep confusing?
Have a look. He was staring and he was looking at his colourful.
Can you trace it back there?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, he's now admitted it.
fell off, you know, because by the way he would, he's probably a lot more aware of this than me. I didn't know he'd have to stay and talk for himself. When did he admit to it?
Not long ago, about an hour ago,
But no,
did he admit to it?
Well, we knew it was in
really. Not him, but what did he put that charge against?
Well, he'd been charged with murder.
Yeah.
Whether he'd been convicted of murder, like he went away with it. That's the only charge.
Over nothing, was that the instructs?
There's no way they say he did anything. They might have looked at a pretty girl.
But I mean, that's something that that's happens all the time, isn't it? Sorry. There was no sort of verbal altercation between them, really, was there? Before it all
completely
went on.
Unprovoked attack. That's right. If you've got a phone going out, they go into a situation, and suddenly go up to a guy, okay, who's doing nothing, okay, and they stick a knife straight through him. But what are they going out for? You know, they're going to hurt somebody. Maybe not kill him, but hurt somebody, and they did it. It was all laughing yesterday, they thought I got away with this, didn't they?
Yes.
Two charges, and both charges concern all three of you. The first of the two charges is that you did on Sunday the 31st of December 1989 murder Noel Christopher. That is against peace. The second charge is one of violent disorder, and that is on Sunday the 31st of December 1989 at Nelson's nightclub, Dunsford Road, Southwest 19, while present together with two or more other persons, you did use or threaten unlawful violence, and your conduct taken together with that of those other persons was such as would have caused a person of reasonable firmness present at the scene to fear for his personal safety. That is contrary to Section 2 of the Public Order Act 1986. Mr. Bateson, do you understand those charges? You don't have to say anything as to those charges unless you wish to do so. But what do you say when they begin the evidence? Mr. Williams, do you understand those two charges? You don't have to say anything as to those charges unless you wish to do so. But what do you say when they begin the evidence? Mr. White, do you understand those two charges? You don't have to say anything unless you wish to do so, but what you say may begin the evidence. 8:33 p.m. Because of the seriousness of the offences with which you've been charged, and the likely penalty should you be convicted, it is fair that if you're released on bail, you may not turn up at court. So you'll be detained here and go to court tomorrow morning. What's that?
If you take a knife to somebody and plunge it into them, and you say, I didn't mean to kill him, well, I don't agree with that, but I'm a policeman. I just present the evidence to the court, the jury can decide. But my own personal opinion, if you take a knife to somebody and plunge it into them, you must, in your own mind, know you're going to cause him very serious injury and might kill him. This was one wound, and the boy bled to death. His last words in the police van, because the ambulance driver said to the policeman, why me? Nothing at all.
A week before the trial, Detective Superintendent Lavens had a meeting with John Nutter, Senior Surgery Counsel, who was to lead the prosecution. There was doubt about whether there was enough evidence for a charge of murder against Bateson.
I take it that it would be much simpler to confine the indictment to an all-embracing count in relation to violence, which we have called a fray, and a simple count of murder against two people who have been committed to trial on it, namely White and Williams.
Okay. Yes, I was only uneasy about Bateson, really, because Bateson started off this course of events, which actually resulted in the death.
I know, but we cannot prove that we had
I mean, I thought we did a real run for murder. I just think, wait, it was just a straightforward murder.
The potential verdict says, wait, are guilty of murder.